Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, faucets, vanities, doors, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM. Streaming live from Taos, New Mexico. Here is Dr. J. Allen on Safety FM. It begins in Orlando, Florida, and travels steadily to the west, beaming across North America and planet Earth. And into your head. The world of safety never stops. And now, the Safety FM podcast and broadcast with Dr. J. Allen.
Well, you already hear that this is starting off a little bit different than normal, so you know it's not going to be the normal episode for sure today here on the J. Allen Show. So let's see. I was going around and about and I said, man, it's been kind of a long time since we've actually hung out, just you and I together. Yeah, we do the Friday thing from time to time where we do that, but we really haven't sat back and had a conversation, you and I together, on what the heck is going on here on good old Safety FM. You're probably seeing a lot of changes, a lot of differences on things that we're bringing in and things that are going on. So I wanted to talk to you about that today. And also, what I've determined is we get a lot of listener questions. And I said, well, maybe today's that day where we can answer some questions that have come in. Of course, certain questions you just can never answer, but some questions we'll answer just because you have requested it. So let's talk right out of the bat, and you're seeing a lot of changes, a lot of new shows coming our direction. So let's talk about that real quick. Right away and off the top of the charts, you're seeing some new shows, so let's talk about them. Right off the cusp of things, you'll notice that tomorrow we have two brand new shows starting on Safety FM. Now, you'll see those on the podcast network before they make it into the radio station. One of them's titled The Safety Struggle with Linda Martin, and that will actually go into effect starting tomorrow, September the 16th of 2020, just in case on when you're listening to this. Linda Martin will go through the struggles of what it is to be a safety person inside of this current world of ours. Another show starting tomorrow, September the 16th, is the Practice of Learning Teams. This show features Brett Sutton, Glennis McCarthy, and Brett Robinson. This show is based around the book, The Practice of Learning Teams. They'll take some deep dives and conversations about learning teams, and then they'll do a learning team about the episode that you just listened to. So those will actually all come out tomorrow. Really excited about some of the things that are taking place here and some of the changes that you're seeing. A lot of people have done some requests on seeing some different things on the radio station, so we wanted to make sure that we could bring those to you. Also, right out of the bat, too, you notice a couple of new shows that have come about. And I'll say new shows. Well, let's say a show that was already out and about, that is Dragging Up 6.0. Now you're starting to see that make the rounds, the sequences, and now it's on Safety FM. Like I said, it's on the Safety FM podcast network, and it'll be coming shortly to the Safety FM radio station. Wait a little bit longer, and we'll have that ready for you. Also, right away, you might have noticed this one. And that is the X Factor with Pedro Maciel making its return here on Safety FM. Glad to have that one back. And you'll start seeing some live streams via video and audio coming relatively soon here on the network. Pedro does definitely bring a unique perspective to safety here to the station. So wanted to make sure that we had him come about and do the things that he do. Do the things that he does out there, that's for sure. Not do the things that he do. Anyways, let's continue. So a lot of things have been making the change. Also, right away, you have noticed, because I've already had several people email me about it, that safetyfm.uk is making its appearance coming September the 28th. So what's going to be taking place with that? A lot of questions have come about. So let me tell you what we're doing here. We have several shows that are actually coming on to the station that are related to safety in the UK. So what's the breakdown going to look like? Are you doing a whole new radio station? How is that going to come about? Okay, so let me kind of give the explanation here. What will happen is the following. We will have shows that are dedicated precisely to the UK region. Now, safety is safety, so it'll cover a big gamut of things, but we'll also cover things related to safety for that particular area. So what will happen is, for the time zones of the UK, we will have shows on the radio station going about that are related to safety at that time frame. So let's talk about it. So let's say, for instance, that it's midnight Eastern Standard Time. That's roughly between 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning in the UK. So we'll have those UK shows airing right there during that time frame. Then, of course, some American shows will come on, or some that are based out of the U.S. But we also have shows that are based out of New Zealand and Australia. So we'll start doing some rotations there for them to hit the time zones across the different portions of the world. And we get a lot of listeners throughout the different nations. So we always are very appreciative of what people are listening to here on our radio station of safetyfm.com. So a lot of stuff going on there. So make sure that you are paying close attention to when those things are readily available. Do you want to know who are the actual people that are coming onto the station from the UK? I'm going to tell you, but just not yet. Don't worry. We will announce it before the 28th of September. That way you can see exactly what's going on here at good old Safety FM. So I said at the beginning that I'd do it, so let's go ahead and get into it a little bit. And there has been questions that come in through our little email box here. People wanting to know answers to certain things that I guess I just have not answered on the air. And maybe it's time to go ahead and go into those deep dives right out of the bat. I mean, some people think that I might be a little bit hesitant about answering some of these questions. I mean, I get questions all the time about stuff, and sometimes I do answer them, sometimes I don't. I don't know. I don't really think that people really care too much about some of these things, but we can go into it for sure. No doubt whatsoever. Anyway, so the first question coming out of the top here: how do we normally acquire new shows on Safety FM? To be quite honest with you, it's a lot simpler process than what most people imagine. What ends up taking place is I either get somebody to send me their podcast directly, and I take a listen to what's going on there, and I determine if I like it or not, and then we move forward from that particular standpoint. Or the other factor comes about, where I will take a listen to just random podcast, and then go, okay, cool, I like it, and it brings something different into the station, and that's how we move forward with it. Realistically, that's all it is. There is no agency behind the scenes that brings all this stuff in here. I just kind of take a listen to what's going on out there in the field, and then I take a listen to some of the stuff that people send in to be considered to come onto the station or be part of the station. Going down that same chain of events, let's answer this one. How do most of the guests make it onto the station? Pretty simple process. If you go to safetyfm.com, there is a participant link on the website that you just fill out some form. We get the information, and then we contact you back and determine what needs to be done, how we could be able to move forward from there. Also, there's some people that will actually just automatically reach out to us and say, hey, we got a guest that we would like to book onto your show. That's it. Now, I want to give this example because I've been asked this in the past, not part of the question here, but I do want to be able to answer it. We are not a closed show. So what does that mean? A closed show is a reference that you pay to get onto the show. No. I know there's some others that are out there that do that. That's not what we do here. So if you're interested in coming onto the show, just go to safetyfm.com. And then actually just click on to the participants request link and we'll get you onto the show. If it actually kind of fits into what we're doing, or we'll get you onto a show on one of the multiple shows that we have listed onto the network. And I'll tell you, normally when you do put in the request, we have to kind of go through it and make sure that it's going to fit into what we're attempting to accomplish across the board here. So just because a request is put in does not guarantee that you'll be on within the next week or two, because sometimes people get confused with that. Another question that has come in: what is my determination on where I see safety podcasts going? I don't know. I think that there's a big giant plethora of them. And I think that it is one of those things that it's a commitment. It is not just one of those items where you can just turn around and go, I'm going to do it this week and then drop out the next. It's about the consistency. So when it comes to safety podcast, I think there has to be a level of commitment between the host of the show and, of course, the person who's taking a listen to the show itself. If that level of commitment's not there, probably not going to last too long. We've discussed this in the past, and I'll say it one more time. The average podcast, not even safety podcast, the average podcast does not make it past episode 14 before they call it quits and give up altogether on it, just for information purposes. Here's another interesting one for sure. Why the moniker of Real Safety Talk ever since back in May? I felt at the time that there were some shows that were on the network that were not meeting the needs of what the customer slash user slash listener slash safety FMer really wanted. So we wanted to make sure that we went back to the basics. We went back to meeting the needs of our listeners and delivering real safety talk. And as you've noticed, as we have actually altered some of the stuff that was actually on Safety FM, and when I say alter, I mean change. I want to say make it, we'll say quote unquote, better. We didn't want so much the actual aspect where it sounded like a whole bunch of people talking over each other. That'd be via interview, via hosting, or whatever. We wanted it to be where people were answering questions that were important to you. Now, let me give you a side note here, because some people were going to ask this, so I'll answer it ahead of time. I know the Jay Allen Show has changed ever since we changed it from Safety FM to the Jay Allen Show. And I did talk about that we're going to talk about a whole bunch of different things, not just safety. So how does that really fall into Real Safety Talk? Well, if you look at it, what we've done is we've kind of expanded our little market in regards of that, and we've been able to go into some different places that we did not expect, doing some interviews with people that were not expected under the normal quote unquote of safety podcast. But as I've said since day one, we are a radio show that does podcasting as well. I never want it to be kind of crossed where it's the other way around. Nothing wrong with podcasting, I love it. But radio shows is kind of where we have started, and that's where we continue to move on to. Next question that comes up: why did the Safety Justice League leave Safety FM? Well, if I have to answer the question, it was kind of some difference of opinions. That's really what it boils down to. Nothing but best wishes and success for them going on to their new future endeavors, as people like to call it. Like I always tell people, there's enough room in the market for enough different things that are out there. It's always fun to see what goes on inside of this small world of safety and safety podcasting and safety radio. At the end of the day, people need to do what is best for them and for their branding. That's the way that I look at it. Nothing but success for them in the future with whatever they end up doing. Question that I have right here says, have you ever had a guest that surprised you that ended up being better than what you expected? Well, that's kind of an interesting one to ask for sure. As I take a look at that question, yeah, I mean, I it's a bad thing to say, but it's the reality of the situation. From time to time, you do go in and you guess you have some expectancies of how you think a broadcast is going to end up, a podcast is going to end up. And sometimes they end up being way better than what you expected. Now, would it be fair for me to actually turn around and say names? Probably not. But I will tell you that it kind of works out both ways. I've had interviews where have really surprised me the content that the person was able to share, the information they were willing to share. But then I've had some where it's like literally pulling teeth to get people to talk. And it makes it interesting. I enjoy what I do. Definitely enjoy having conversations with you, the listener. But I think it's interesting when we run into some of those interviews in that fashion. Do you think that you purposely ask difficult questions that people might not be able to answer? I don't really think of it that way. I look at it in this particular fashion. I ask questions that I think that if you have the opportunity sitting one-on-one with someone that you would ask. And it would definitely be questions that I would assume that you would want to know the answers to. Now, I'll do the flipping of the script here. Most of the questions that I ask, I would ask those questions if the microphone was on or off. Because I think what it boils down to, some people will not dare ask some of those questions. And it's not about putting pressure on them. It's about really wanting to know what the end goal is. Of course, I'll mention this too as we talk about this. Sometimes some of the best interviews that we've had, especially when we first started off, was with the stuff that happened after we were done, quote unquote, recording. Now, I will tell you, if we were ever to release those side episodes of things that happened after we were done recording, people might be in shock with some of the things that were said behind the scenes. But I try to be a good guy. Try to be a good guy for sure. And would not release those because we did tell people that we did stop recording at that particular time. So don't ever want to lose people's trust by doing so. But there are some interesting content that was there. At one particular point, we were releasing it under a different method, and then we just came to the conclusion that it was not the right thing to do. So we've decided to move on from there. Over the last interviews that you've done, has it changed the way that you view safety? And if so, how? Well, yeah, I have to tell you, every conversation that we have does change the way that I view safety. And I mean that in a good way. And I'm not going to say, oh, the wind's blowing one way, so now I need to change what I'm thinking and change it this other way and change it so on. What I'm saying is it kind of makes me want to look into more of the things that people are talking about to have a better understanding, opposed to it just being the standard scenario of, okay, I believe in this versionality of safety and that's it. I think the conversations can get you so much further down the path than what you would expect by looking into the different methods that people use. Just because I believe in one versionality of safety does not mean it's correct for everyone. And you have to be adaptable. Maybe even doing some backwards engineering on how they came up with some of their concepts. That's always a way to look at it. Has the pandemic changed the way that Safety FM does business with radio or podcasting? No, absolutely not. We still do everything pretty much the same. We take a look at what's going on out there inside of the planet. That's for sure, the planet. And determine that the episodes need to be built around that. I think that a lot of the information that we share here is related to what's exactly going on in real time. Now, I will tell you, the closest show that we have across in real time and what goes on a daily basis would definitely be the Rated R Safety Show. Because we take the news that's going on at that moment, and that's part of the show. So it's a little bit of different for everyone. I will tell you that if you do take a listen to the Rated R Safety Show, that show is not for everybody. It's definitely an acquired taste. Well, it's an acquired something. Maybe taste is not the word. But we try to make sure that we can blend a little bit of everything there on what's going on in real time. So no, the pandemic has not affected the way that we do the radio or the podcasting aspect. Thank you for the question. Here's a pretty interesting one. Will the Safety FM host be conducting any form of class virtually or in person in the near future? Well, it's a good question for sure. We've had some discussions about doing something along those lines. Nothing's ever been hammered out to do it 100%, but there's been some conversations about it. Now, I look at it is that I think that it's pretty interesting on how it works, on us being able to put on a class to that extent, but I'm sure that we'll have a conversation about it further down the path here. As I look at this, though, I will have to ask the question to you, is that if this was something that became available, would you want to do it virtually or would you want to do it in person? Because there's so many different aspects and moving parts of this, and what part of the country would you want to see it in? Or is this a what we call a Safety FM roadshow? Or is it just a virtual event? I mean, it could be either or for sure. Don't get me wrong. But there would definitely be a lot of moving parts. Some of our speakers and some of our hosts are booked out months in advance. So that's something that we would have to talk about as we move forward. Has there been any thought or conversation about starting a second radio station or adding more shows to the podcast network? Well, we've talked about doing another radio station, and we can get into that as we speak about it. But we just want to make sure that we're covering what everybody wants currently, opposed to just adding another station for the sake of adding it. If you do take a look, a lot of the stuff that we do does go radio station first before it actually makes it onto the podcast sequence. I can tell you the majority of the stuff that I do actually makes it to the radio station for sure before we actually take it out other places. But you'll start noticing that with more and more shows as we come on. Then the other portion was we signing more shows. Well, crap, I think we're signing quite a few. I think we're close to 20 and change at the moment. So maybe we'll get some more on there, and then maybe we'll talk about doing that second radio station a little bit heavier. But what we're trying to do as we get these more shows onto the station is that we're just trying to spread the word of safety across the board, opposed to it just being one of those things where, you know, we can only talk about this one version of safety. I think that makes things a little bit more difficult and probably not worth your while if we were to do it in that fashion. But I think you kind of already know that that's where I was going to go with this because I've mentioned it hundreds of times before. Are you going to be writing a book anytime soon as so many new safety authors continue to come about? Well, currently there is not a plan in place to actually write a book. There's some ideas for books, but nothing that's in concrete that we're going to go ahead and say, okay, this is the book that we have coming out. I've had conversations with several of the other hosts that are heavily involved in books. I personally enjoy the whole backseat of the books where I help out other people with their books, opposed to it being me doing the book itself. But that's just me. I mean, things are always subject to change. If you would have told me about the time that we started Safety FM that we'd be doing a lot of heavy video content stuff, I would have been like, eh, probably not going to happen. But as you can see, things have changed, and we do a lot of video content, depending on where you hang out and take a view or a watch of us. So you never know. As we speak right now, I will say no plans on making a book. Not anytime soon, at least. That's for sure. So anyways, as we continue with the questions here coming up, do you see any kind of changes in the industry that you would either decide to leave the radio or leave podcasting? I don't know. If you're asking about me personally, I don't know. I have given a lot of thought of just doing executive producer style stuff where I'm helping others. I mean, I enjoy doing the podcasting and I do love doing the radio shows, but it's a pretty heavy commitment, especially with the time frame. And let's be real, not all the shows are pre-recorded. Almost every show that we give you on the radio station, when I'm doing them, they're live. So it becomes a little bit difficult time schedule wise to be able to schedule some things out. So yeah, I've had some thoughts about maybe just doing the executive producing stuff, but I don't know. Still a lot of thought to go inside of there. I enjoy doing this, but I really want to help enhance other people's stuff as much as possible as we get the word of safety out there. Anyway, so this is going to bring this episode to a conclusion. I appreciate you hanging out, taking a listen to what we have going on. And of course, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM. And that is the listener. Don't worry, we'll be back with another episode of the Jay Allen Show before too long. And maybe we'll bring it back to some normalcy at that point. You never know around here what we're going to do. Because I always try to bring you something different. I don't ever want it to just become the boring style safety show where the same thing happens over and over again. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM. And that is the listener. We'll be back with another episode of the Jay Allen Show before too long. For the time being, you can also go to safetyfm.com, download the Safety FM app, or find our shows right there on safetyfm.com. Goodbye for now, and I'll see you real soon.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Want more of the Jay Allen Show? Go to safetyfm.com.